Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. But before we talk about the news of the day, you will be with Joe Donahue, the roundtable, at Tanglewood today, live on the road.
Well, you know, David, it's one of my favorite times. There is something so special about the Boston Symphony, about Tanglewood. And, you know, you go and the smells and the grass. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in my whole life. It's wonderful, not to mention the brilliance of the art that goes on there and the wonderful musicians and the Tanglewood students who form an orchestra that has sometimes been referred to as the second best orchestra in the country. It's a very special place, and we love being there.
Tune in at 9 a.m. And to the news of the day, Alan, from the Washington Post, quite a headline, Trump dictated son's misleading statement on meeting with Russian lawyer.
Well, there are those people who think that if this really happened, if he really was dictating this while a criminal investigation was going on, then he becomes part of the whole thing. I mean, I think one of the things that people know or should know, including the president, is that you shield the president from criminal responsibility. Well, if he purposely said something that was not so, and it now turns out that Donald Trump Jr.'s utterances were not what were appropriate or not true, then what you have is a situation where the president was guilty of obstruction of justice. That is a smoking gun. And there will be those people who think that that would be cause for him to resign. I saw one wag on the television, an ethics lawyer, saying the big problem is that Trump believes his own stuff. You know, I've often used the metaphor, as you know, David, of you put the lie detector test on somebody's arm. If you get a straight line, he's telling the truth. And if you get a wavy line, he's not. But when you get somebody who believes their own stuff, you get the straight line anyway, even if it's not true. And that is a real problem in this case. So we do know, and I've been saying it from the very beginning, and you know it, David, he has to fire Mueller in his own mind. This just isn't going to go away. And I am sure that in the end, they have to go after Mueller.
Well, it took 11 days, Alan, but Anthony Scaramucci came in, Reince Priebus went out, General Kelly came in, now Scaramucci is out.
That's right. This guy was wild, wicked, but, you know, you're the communications director. Look, if I'm on a street and a reporter comes up to me and I say something stupid, if I own the corner drugstore, okay, you know, you don't know the rules of the press. But here's the communications director of the White House saying incredible things to a reporter for The New Yorker, using expletives one after the other, calling his colleagues schizophrenic and paranoid, and he thinks that he's never going to talk to another reporter again. Are you kidding? I mean, he knows the rules. Every Cub reporter knows the rules. If it's off the record, you say in advance, it's off the record. Didn't do that. And of course, when General Kelly comes in, the first thing apparently we are hearing that he asked for is to get rid of the mooch, Scaramucci. I don't like the word the mooch. I shouldn't use it because it almost normalizes the guy. And this is very dangerous stuff. When you're the president of the United States, you're dealing with North Korea, the Russians, and all the rest. It's terrible.
The editorial in the New York Times dealing with President Trump on Long Island on Friday, addressing police, specifically about the MS-13 gang and some of the problems on Long Island as a result, but basically telling them not to go easy on suspects, roughing them up. And in the editorial, it says police see through Mr. Trump's tough talk.
The White House, of course, is now saying that was all a joke. As you and I have said many times, as Freud said, it's no joke. And, you know, he says, well, when you're putting him in the car and you put your hand on their head, don't be so gentle about it. Look, one of the things that you have to worry about with law enforcement people is that they understand that there is a rule of law and they don't make the law. We know that Duterte, the Philippines president, has the admiration of Trump, or at least it appears that way. And here's a guy who believes actually in death squads, Duterte. So the message to police is to be rougher. Well, you're innocent until proven guilty. And when you start roughing people up, that's a problem. Not only that, it breeds disrespect for the police. And as a result, people take the law into their own hands. I'm talking about people who are criminals. And the police departments around the country know that, and they are saying no, no to their people. You have to obey the rules.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, Chinese. Again, we'll be listening as you and Joe and the whole Roundtable gang join the folks at Tanglewood for a Roundtable on the Road this morning at 9 a.m.
And it'll be fun, and we hope everybody will join us.